In the day's other headlines, a frontline commander for Ukraine's army warned that troops have had to scale back operations as weapons and ammunition are in short supply. That came as more U.S. aid is stalled in Congress and amid reports of declining morale among Ukrainian forces. But the general also rejected talk of a stalemate on the battlefield.
Currently, I can't say the enemy has stopped us. In some areas, we move to defense. We can't keep our strength in all frontline areas. We are not reckless. So in some areas, we move to defense, and in some, we continue our offensive actions by maneuver, fire, and by moving forward. And we are preparing our reserves for further large-scale actions.
Meantime, in Washington, Secretary of State Antony Blinken signed a defense agreement with Finland, the newest NATO member. It allows the U.S. to place troops there and pre-position equipment and supplies. Pope Francis approved a landmark policy change today, allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. The change does not include condoning or conducting actual marriage ceremonies. Instead, the Vatican statement says, quote, "When people ask for a blessing, an exhaustive moral analysis should not be placed as a precondition. Priests will decide on a case-by-case basis whether to give the blessings." In Hong Kong, a landmark trial for democracy activist and publisher Jimmy Lai opened today, part of China's campaign to crush dissidents. Security was tight as a prison van carrying Lai pulled up to the court building. Supporters said the remnants of Hong Kong's freedoms and judicial independence are at stake.
It's very sad that Jimmy and others, including my party members, have been locked up for many months and years. I hope they will get, Jimmy and others, will get a fair, open, and just hearing.
Lai is 76. He could get life in prison if he's convicted of sedition and collusion with foreign forces. Elon Musk's social media platform, X, the former Twitter, is now under investigation by the European Union. The EU says it's focused on whether the company has done enough to stop the spread of illegal content. It's the first such investigation under new regulations aimed at hate speech and misinformation. The Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, signed a sweeping new law today that lets local police arrest migrants who cross the border illegally. It also lets state judges order them to leave the country. Opponents say it directly violates federal authority over immigration. Texas Republicans say the Biden administration isn't doing enough to stop illegal immigration. Southwest Airlines will pay $140 million in a record federal settlement 1 year after it wreaked havoc on holiday travel. The airline left more than 2 million passengers stranded around Christmas. Its crew scheduling system could not keep up with the thousands of cancellations from a winter storm. Today's settlement includes a $35 million fine plus compensation for future passengers. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was virtually unchanged to close at 37,306. The NASDAQ rose 91 points. The S&P 500 added 21. Still to come on the NewsHour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. Police departments nationwide resist releasing body camera footage despite promises to do so. And many U.S. school districts implement a four-day week to cope with staffing and budget shortfalls.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.